Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter, dictating endoscopy report on Wanda Benitez, date of birth 2/4/1951, date of procedure May 15, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golter. Do you have a referring physician is Dr. Quang Ramirez Pearl. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies, cold biopsy polypectomy, and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy. As well as cold biopsies. Indication is abnormal CT abdomen pelvis showing inflammation in the hepatic flexure, neck spine, right upper quadrant, abdominal pain. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as among the two options to the patient. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. A well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus. A retroflex was obtained of the cardia, air was suctioned from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. The patient was in turnaround in left lateral position. A digital rectal exam was normal, period. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of folds, period. The terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. A retroflex was obtained of the rectum. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a 7-2-3-2, comma, good prep overall, period. The patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z-line was mildly irregular at 36 centimeters from the bite block. This was less than 10 millimeters in length. Comma biopsies were not obtained. Next line, there was a 2-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema. Comma biopsies were obtained in the antrum and body of histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there were 2 diminutive erythematous gastric cardia polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were 7 total gastric body polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was 1 polypoid appearing area of mucosa that oscillated between the pylorus on the gastric and duodenal side. Comma biopsies were obtained. This was approximately 10 millimeters in size. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Comma biopsies were obtained for further evaluation and histology. Next line, the ampulla was unremarkable. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, the terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters, appeared unremarkable. Next line, the hepatic flexure appeared normal. Comma, random colon biopsies were obtained in the hepatic flexure for further evaluation and histology. Next line, there was a diminutive transverse colon sessile polyp removed with full biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was approximately 10 millimeter ascending colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of a submucosal lipoma. Next line, that was approximately 10 millimeters in size. Next line, there was a diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 5 millimeter rectosigmoid sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy that was at the area of a prior tattoo site. Next line, there was a diminutive rectal sessile polyp that was at erythematous removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, the prior surgical anastomosis was patent and noted at 20 centimeters from the anal verge. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, there was evidence of hypertrophied anal papillae. Next line, there was evidence of pan-diverticulosis coli, next line. Plan, follow up biopsy pathology, next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years, pending fast.